472 coronavirus cases in India in 24 hours, 3,374 cases so far. India to turn off lights for 9 minutes tonight on Prime Minister's appeal. Police using cell phone data to trace people linked to Delhi mosque event. 8 Malaysian citizens who attended Delhi mosque event caught at airport. US President Donald Trump requests Prime Minister Modi to release anti-malarial drug to fight COVID-19. Pakistan air traffic controller says proud of you to Air India's COVID-19 relief flights. According to the Health Ministry, 77 people have died in India after being infected with the novel coronavirus. The country has recorded 472 cases in last 24 hours. That takes the total to 3,374. India recorded the highest number of cases, that is 601, and deaths 12 on Friday amid an unprecedented surge in the COVID-19 count over the last week linked to a controversial religious gathering in Delhi. The government informed that more than 1,000 people who attended the religious gathering held by Islamic group Tablighi Jamaat in Delhi last month have tested positive. Tonight, millions across India are expected to join Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call to express national solidarity by turning off lights at 9 p.m. for 9 minutes in fight against darkness of coronavirus pandemic. Sources in the Delhi police told NDTV that all those who attended the religious gathering in Delhi hosted by Tablighi Jamaat or were in the vicinity are being traced through cell phone data. The crime branch has been investigating the case as it was identified as a hotspot for the spread of the highly contagious coronavirus. More than 1,000 people, around a third of the coronavirus cases in the country, have been found to be linked to the gathering, which was attended by a large number of foreign nationals. 8 Malaysian citizens who were about to board a special flight to Malaysia were caught at Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport today. Sources said they were part of the Tablighi Jamaat Center at Nizamuddin, which has been marked as a hotspot for the spread of coronavirus. Though international flights are not operating, special flights are being operated by some nations to evacuate their nationals stranded in the country. A third of the COVID-19 cases in the country, more than 1,000, are linked to last month's religious gathering hosted by Tablighi Jamaat, despite the government's message of social distancing. Most of around 9,000 people who attended the event then dispersed to various parts of the country, leading to a surge of coronavirus cases across the country. US President Donald Trump said on Saturday that he has requested Prime Minister Narendra Modi to supply hydroxychloroquine tablets that can be used to treat COVID-19 patients. Trump announced at the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that after his call with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India is giving serious consideration to releasing the hold it put on a US order for hydroxychloroquine. He said India makes a lot of it, they need a lot too for their billion plus people. The hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malaria drug, will be released through the strategic national stockpile for treatment. National carrier Air India, which has operated numerous relief and evacuation flights worldwide amid the novel coronavirus pandemic, has received messages of praise from several countries. The latest nation to join that list is Pakistan. The air traffic control in the country not only welcomed Air India flights into its airspace, but also appreciated the work the airline is doing in these uncertain times. According to Air India officials, the Pakistan ATC told the pilots that they were proud of them for operating flights at such difficult times. The ATC said, "We are proud of you that in a pandemic situation, you are operating flights. Good luck."